feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
meetings with double foreigner. This is the Avyakta Murli of 18th January 2007. You are good. Bab Dada feels that you have courage. Now, just a little bit of subtle realization is needed. You do realize, but now have realization in a subtle way and become number one. Is this all right? You are number one, are you not? You are not number two, are you? You are number one. At least nod. Achcha. Bab Dada likes it. When the groups of double foreigners continue to come in Madhuban, Madhuban becomes decorated. So Baba is happy that you have got courage. But now a bit of subtle realization is needed. You do realize, but now have realization in a subtle way. It is said that when Buddha got liberated and he reached the door of heaven and the gatekeepers of heaven were ready to take him inside, he said, "No, I will not enter the heaven unless and until each one of those who are on earth get liberated." And he refused to enter the heaven. That's a stage of realization, or something which is beyond realization. There are two types of people. First, those who realize something and they get free. There are those who realize and then they help others to realize. In Buddhism, the first type of people are called Arhant, and second type of people are known as Bodhisattva. In Jainism, the first type of people who attained the highest are known as Kaivalyas, and second type of people who wait who stay, who help others to get liberated, are known as Tirthankaras. There are about 24 of them. As if these are those people who have realized the truth. And now they want to help others to come to the same truth. They have come to that stage of enlightenment, and now they want to make others to reach the same stage. It's like in one village there is a wall, and every day one person climbs the wall, and after climbing the wall he sees something there. The wall is quite high, and the person sees something beyond the wall, and he is elated and just jumps and never comes back to describe what he has seen. So everybody is intrigued, curious to know what exactly is behind this wall, because anybody who climbs the wall sees something, but that person never comes back to describe what is beyond the wall. So they decided to do some planning. So the next time, when somebody was about to climb, what they did? They tied a rope to that person's legs. And the moment that person reached here, he saw again, he was delighted, exhilarated to see something there. And he was about to jump, but the people who were on this side, they pulled him down and he fell down. And they asked him, "What you saw, tell us." But by the time he fell down, that person had become mute, dumb, and now he cannot describe. This is the wall of relative consciousness. There is an absolute consciousness there. Once you enter there, you don't come back to describe what you have seen. But there are some souls who choose to sit on this wall. For what reason? Not for their own self. To liberate others. So our dadis were sitting on that wall, or rather are sitting. Janaki Dadi was sitting on that wall of relative consciousness just to help others to see what is beyond that wall. Gulzar Dadi was sitting on that wall, the wall of relative consciousness, just to describe others what she saw there. Even then, it's not necessary that these all people will understand. Even if they describe what is beyond that, because that stage is avyakt, unmanifest, highest. So that realization, everybody has to do oneself. So Baba is saying, you have good courage, you have everything so nice, you are doing good service, but one thing is missing. Your dharanas are good, your jnana is good. Just as in yesterday's Avyakta Murli, Baba said, there are those who describe, there are those who experiment, there are those who experience, there are those who experiment. On what? Power of silence. So, what is realization? Now that is the question. Baba says, enter into the depth of realization. Enter into those subtle realizations. And the more you enter into those subtle realizations, person comes to the stage of egolessness. There are no claims for greatness. There are no claims for any speciality, any qualification. The higher, the deeper one enters into those realizations, one realizes that all that he was clinging to are but superficial nothings. If this is the circle, this is the point, the more we enter into ourselves, we realize that whatever that is on the surface is a superficial plaything. Service, knowledge, claims of dharanas, I am this, I am that, claims of virtue, ego of purity, ego of seva, everything is on the surface, relationships, money, house, businesses, jobs, this everything is on the surface, on the periphery, on the circumference. Realization is the journey within. Realization is the journey from the circumference to the center. Realization is the journey from the circumference of body consciousness to the center of soul consciousness. This is the soul consciousness, this is body consciousness. Here are claims, here is ego. Here is I, mine, attachments. To realize that we are nothing. To realize that whatever I have is just a gift from above. Whatever I possess, in fact, nothing is mine. So why should I cling to them, or rather, one is clinging, another is to have a subtle ego about them. So I realize these things, and they are going beyond. I am going beyond them gradually. I am entering a point of soul consciousness. I am entering a point within myself where all these things disappear. This Indian mystic, Kabir, describes it. Herat herat he sakhi, raha Kabir hirai, bund samani bund me, sokat heri jai. He says, I was searching and searching and searching. The drop was searching and searching the ocean. And one day, the drop dropped into the ocean. And it felt as if everything is achieved. But now Kabir says that was my illusion. That was not the truth. This is the drop. And this is the ocean. The drop dropped into the ocean and became one. And I felt I have achieved the ultimate, the highest. But at the time of death, Kabir calls his son Kamal and says him, I need to change this statement now. It's not so. So what is the correct statement then? Bund samani samudra me, sokat heri jai. It's not the drop that has become one with the ocean, but it is the ocean now the ocean has moved into the drop. And there is an explosion in the drop. It's not the drop which has gone into the ocean, but the ocean has filled the drop. So where is the drop gone now? Drop has disappeared. Drop doesn't stay anymore. The ego has dropped. The drop has dropped into the ocean. So this is the ultimate realization. That whatever I have, whatever I do, Baba calls it the stage of egolessness. What claims? Claims about what? That I am something special? I am very special? That claim is gone. I possess something? That claim is gone. Some claim of some power? Some genius? Some knowledge? You reach a stage where you know that you have become zero. So the first realization is this. I am nothing. It's a journey of the drop into the ocean. I am a voyager, a traveler, And the more I move further ahead, I realize that a particular thing which I thought is helpful in my progress, it now appears like an obstacle. I feel that this particular thing or object is very helpful in my progress. I move ahead and I come to the realization, now that very thing is an obstacle, and I give it up. This is realization, and this is a very subtle process. If somebody tells me, give up this particular pen, I will say, no, it is very helpful for me. I do a lot of writing, and that is doing so much seva. This is my strength. But gradually I come to a point where I realize that this pen is an obstacle. If somebody tells me, my ego fights with that person. But as I deepen my journey of self-realization, all those things, all those objects to which I cling to, they appear to me as the greatest obstacles. And I then don't make any attempt to give them up, but they drop just as dried leaves. So this is realization. I will call it second realization. The third, it's a journey. Mystics around the world describe spirituality in four stages. What are those four stages? First stage, flowering, where you start becoming aware of your innate spirituality, where you start becoming aware of your different nature, where you start becoming aware of that real you and not this phony, artificial, pseudo I, but the real I. The journey of towards real I begins. And this real I has nothing to do with outside processions, titles, wealth, position, relationships, service even, nothing. This is all outside, on the surface. The real I is entirely different from everything. So the journey begins, and the beginning of the journey is known as flowering. First stage. Second stage is awakening. You start getting awakened. An awakened spirit, a mindfulness all the time. That stays, even where you are sleeping, the mind is as if awake. As if you feel, I am not sleeping, but somebody else is sleeping and I am still awake. And throughout the day, a subtle awakening stays. That I am not this, whatever is happening. And there is one point within me which is always awakened. And I am getting pulled towards that awakened stage. The third stage is realization. This is little higher stage. I am realizing my uniqueness. And now outside things don't affect me much. Somebody praises me. Somebody insults, abuses. A stone is dropped into the lake and the lake remains rippleless. A flower is dropped into the lake. The lake still remains rippleless. Neither the flower or stone or the knife is thrown. The lake doesn't react. You are entering the stage of realization, and the fourth, enlightenment. These are the four stages of spirituality, where you begin from flowering, you enter into awakening, and you enter into realization, and from realization you enter into enlightenment stage. And again we come to what we started our discussion with. When one is enlightened, one is to get lost, and another stage is to help others to come to that stage, to sit and that on that wall of relative consciousness. So Baba says, subtle realizations. realization of who you are, realization of what you are, realizations of your own subtle ego, realization of own nothingness, realization of your own nature, realization of own weaknesses, faults, failings, imperfections, and to come to the stage where we feel that the drop has not dropped into the ocean, but now the ocean is pouring into the drop. It's an oceanic explosion. It's an oceanic outburst, oceanic bombing into the consciousness. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. You are good. Bab Dada feels that you have courage. Now, just a little bit of subtle region is needed. You do realize, but now have realization in a subtle way become number one. Win and become one. Not the second number, but one. Is this all right? You are number one, are you not? You are not number two, are you? Are you number one? At least not. Achha, Bab Dada likes it when the group of double foreigners continue to come to Madhuban. Madhuban becomes decorated. Avyakta Murli, 18 January 2007. Om Shanti.